Florida and the U.S. specialty crop producers are high-quality, competitive producers, and we can, in fact, compete on a free and fair-traded enterprise. We are not opposed to fair trade. But we're having a problem in the specialty crop industry in this country, and that problem is not limited to Florida. It is happening in states like Georgia with crops like blueberries and broccoli. It's happening in Texas with crops like watermelons. It's happening in California with the desert grape industry. It's happening to the asparagus industry in California. All the specialty crop producers in this country are having a problem with the current NAFTA trade relationship. You've heard this morning there's been a number of folks testify about the positive side of NAFTA. We have a $5.3 billion trade deficit with NAFTA. That's $5.3 billion is specialty crop fruits and vegetables coming into this country. While our friends in the grain and the meat industry have fared well with NAFTA, the fresh fruit and vegetable industry has been taking it on the cuff from the standpoint of unfair competition coming into the country. For instance, when we started down the path of NAFTA, the tomato industry in the United States produced 2 out of every 3 tomatoes in this country. We now produce approximately 1 of every 3 tomatoes in this country. The tomato industry has shrunk by some 40% in volume. This is nationally, not just Florida's problem. And we have had 25% reduction in the acreage of the tomato industry in this country, fresh tomatoes. We are the canary in the coal mine. We are an example of what is going to happen to many of the specialty crops that compete with Mexico. And part of that problem is being driven by the fact that the Mexican government has been subsidizing and providing incentives for expansions of that industry in Mexico. They also have been trading in product prices into this country that constitute dumping in competition with producers in the United States. And they also have a tremendous advantage in wage rate. The wage rate in Mexico is approximately 1/10 what the American producer is paying for wages in this country. The NAFTA renegotiation objectives of the administrations that were shared back in on the 17th of this month on improving the trade balance and reducing trade deficit within the NAFTA countries is a very positive one for us. We are very concerned about the provisions for a perishable and seasonal application of dumping and countervailing duty cases that would allow some of these commodities that are being targeted to be competed against, to defend themselves against unfair trade practices. We would like to see the trade laws in the United States, as does the administration, for anti-dumping and countervailing duty and safeguards being strongly enforced, because we are basically an industry under assault. We do appreciate the support of the members of this committee, as well as the Florida delegation, in their support letters to Secretary Ross concerning these issues. But the reality is, the expansion of the specialty crop industry in Mexico, for instance, in just the last 16 years, strawberry production has gone from 16 million pounds to 216 million pounds of strawberries. The bell pepper industry, when NAFTA was signed, 2 out of every 3 bell peppers was produced in the United States. Today, 1 to 1, and it is progressively getting worse. We have family farmers being forced out of business by unfair trade practices coming from our competitors to the south with a $5.3 billion deficit in trade of agricultural products with this country. And those individuals, once they are gone, they will never come back. We are basically witnessing the disassembling of the fruit and vegetable industry that competes in the environment of a season that Mexico produces product from this country. And when those family farms are sold and when those businesses are broken up, there will be no capacity to grow those fruits and vegetables within the bounds of the United States of America.